You know how you and your friends, you know, sometimes talk about how, you know, we just started a podcast and you guys never actually do anything and that conversation kind of stays, you know, in one spot. Well, me and Preecy, we actually went ahead and did it. So welcome to the very first experimentational pilot podcast called the Packed Cast.
And we've only thought about this yesterday.
So. Well, today for me, because I woke up in the morning and we came up with this idea to do a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah, and here we are, 12 hours later.
Wait, no, you're from Malaysia, but you're in America right now.
I am born and raised in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, but I'm currently living in Des Moines, Iowa.
I'm from Malaysia, and I'm still in Malaysia. So, and what time is it now over there?
It is almost 11 p.m. at night on Monday, 20th July, 2020.
Oh my. Okay, well,
as you can tell, I'm trying to keep a podcast voice up because I don't like my real voice, but so I'm trying to, you
know, but his real voice is fine. And this sounds like his real voice. It's actually his real voice. He's just, it's all in his head.
I'm just very insecure. So thank you for listening to the podcast and thank you for letting us waste your time today.
Yes, I don't think we have content.
No, we don't have content. We don't have notes.
Yes, so it's going to be very unfiltered, very raw. Yeah.
Raw. What we want to do is, you know, have no structure because, you know, the best things in life come when there's no structure.
Sure. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I think this is why people structure their podcasts so that they have stuff to talk about. Because now we just have nothing to talk about. No, wait, we can start with how are you? How's life? Tell us a bit about yourself.
Okay, so usually in a normal, you know, conversational setting, I would go ahead and say, oh, it's good, it's great. But, you know, this is a podcast. You know, we get raw, we get real. So honestly, you know, last, I don't know, 3 months, hardest months of my life because, you know, halfway across the world, you know, global pandemic, you know, racial revolution in the United States, you know, career troubles and, you know, academic troubles, stuff like that gets to you. Well, what I want to know, Priscilla, personally, you, how have you been?
Okay. So you've not been great, right?
No, absolutely not.
But I've been great. Okay. I've been so great.
I love that.
I mean, I think Malaysia is handling the pandemic pretty well. I think it's
absolutely
okay. I mean, compared to the United States, I think. Yeah. But I've been great, lah. I've been at home, haven't been going out, so I've been doing a lot of shit in the house. And I kind of had the break that I did not know I needed, so
needed.
Yeah, it was a really nice restart.
Restart, recalibrate, right?
Yeah.
So as the
great, the opposite of you.
So as the world comes out of quarantine and people start coming out of lockdown, except the United States, obviously. How would you look back on and reflect on your time during the MCO period? Do you think that was something that enriched you? Do you think it's something that was to your detriment? How would you, looking back, how would you describe your time in MCO and how has that changed you today?
Now, I definitely think it was enrichment and stuff like I learned a lot of things and also unlearned a lot of things. And I don't know, I just feel like, oh, wow. So we're doing this through like Zoom call and he's making really funny faces. Okay. But yeah, see, I lost my train of thought, but yes, it was very good.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm at such peace, you know, I found peace with like a lot of things that I was struggling with. So it's been good, lah. So I'm going to throw that question back at you.
Okay, so good question, obviously, because I asked it, obviously. If you were to look back at the initial stages of quarantine when, you know, the coronavirus was at its peak around the world and everyone was, you know, in unison in lockdown, the initial stages of quarantine was very much romanticized. You know, if you look online, people were all together on TikTok, on Twitter, Instagram, people were together in their homes, you know, making dalgona coffee, making stuff like that. That was the good part of quarantine. But as quarantine has dragged on, people don't see the ramifications that that has on people. You know, that is, you know, the good aspects of quarantine has, you know, fallen behind. And now, you know, a lot of people are struggling in quarantine, you know, mentally and stuff like that. So, so yeah. As we're coming out of quarantine, I think it's been good for me. You know, I'm seeing people again in real life, which is always good. I mean, you know, fitness routine and stuff like that. But you, so yeah, it's been a transformational experience, both in a negative and a positive sense.
Yeah,
if I mean, I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah, that's how it is.
But in Iowa, it's still like, are you guys, actually, what's the situation there? Like, are you guys on lockdown or?
Iowa was, I think, one of seven states in the United States that did not lock down. So Iowa was never closed. Nothing really changed down in Iowa, except, you know, restaurants, you couldn't eat inside until very recently. So that didn't change. So, but, you know, on a personal level, I still wanted to stay indoors and, you know, be a good citizen.
But a lot of your friends actually got tested positive for the virus, right?
Is that a private detail? I don't care.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Right. Let's not talk about that. We're going to edit that part out.
It's fine. No, I think, yes, people I know have gotten the coronavirus. Multiple people I know have. And I think that just goes to show that it is. It just goes to show that, you know, and they're perfectly fine. They were. They were either asymptomatic or, you know, very minimal symptoms. Just goes to show that this virus is real and you should take care of yourselves. And, you know, as we come out of quarantine and stuff like that, you know, be safe. Wear a freaking mask, because we're not going to swear here. I'm going to say freaking. Wear a mask and, you know, social distance. Stay six feet apart.
Stay safe, everyone. Even now in Malaysia, like, I'm seeing people not wearing masks and not, you know, doing social distance and stuff. You should. the case look like it's going up. So anyway, the virus is still out there. There's no vaccine.
There is no vaccine.
Wear your mask. Keep yourself clean. And then keep away from each other. Did you take the time? No?
I think we did hit 10 minutes already.
Okay. But anyway, so that's what's been going on in both of our lives.
Yeah.
Kind of boring, but I mean, my life is boring, but Christian's, he has a lot of things going on for him, the most, romantically.
For the most part, it has been boring, and, you know, but, you know, I mean, there's a list of small things interwoven within the boringness that makes life, you know, worth living. And it's the same for everyone, the same for most people.
Wow.
Do we have to hubbis this thing up? Do we have to wrap it up? Or?
How do we hubbis this thing up?
See,
what's most the conclusion? There's no conclusion. The conclusion is I'm great and you're not.
Yeah, exactly. And we have to be brutal, like brutally honest about the fact that she's great and I'm not. I'm not doing great, and that's okay. People get in ruts all the time. And all you gotta do is self-care, you know, do a lot of reflection and rumination, and eventually, you know, you get better. And that's it. And that's how life is like.
He's got, you know, small little happy things to look forward to.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, and people around me to support me, not just Preezy, because Preezy never supports me, but, you know, everyone else in my life.
Sure, I'm not doing this podcast right now. Sure. Okay.
All right. So thank you so much for listening. If you did listen all the way, love you. For
no one.
That.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't think anyone freaking listen to this.
It's cool though. It's cool. It's a nice catch up session between friends. So
yeah.
Maybe this is what this podcast will be. Just a catch up session between
friends. I want to get deeper with the conversations in future episodes too. Like.
I'm scared. Of the deepest part of the pool.